All right, baby. Vintage sports, internet news. Let's buckle up. It's going to be a ride, baby. Yeah, man. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. Let's get it on, man. It's Sunday, and we got the Golden State Warriors coming on today. Are we going to see Draymond Green? Yeah, his suspension has been lifted. I want you to ring the bell. Let me know if you think his suspension has been long enough, or do you think it was too short? You all know what I think. You already know what I think. No, man, I think it wasn't long enough. Well, ring the bell, man. It's going to be a ride. We're going to talk about Draymond Green and his suspension. We might talk about a little bit of this WNBA if we get time. But this is the Draymond Green show today. And yeah, man, his suspension is over with. It's been about 12 games. And yeah, man, I've been on the YouTube. You know, that's my go-to for all the comments. And boy, was it lighting up. Everybody was commenting, and I think there were more people that was against than for. Most of the people wanted him to stay out. I knew it. I knew I wasn't the only one. But you had some people defending Mr. Single, triple, double, whatever he is. You had some people defending him, man. You had some people that really thought that, you know, that he had learned this lesson and that he should be allowed to, excuse me, come back on the basketball scene. For me, you know how I feel. I think that he should be out of that, man. I think he should be gone for the rest of the season. And yeah, he should be out. No man should be able to, you know, do all the antics that he's done over and over again, multiple times, and be allowed to play this game of basketball. Now, let me say this for all those people that think that, yeah, well, the old school guys were doing it. No, they weren't doing that. And people talking about the Detroit Pistons and Dennis Rodman and Bill Laimbeer and Isaiah Thomas talking about the bad boys were, no, they weren't doing that. Meta World Peace, they weren't doing things like that. Meta World Peace didn't start things like that. And just so you know, yeah, they were hand checking back in the day. They were elbowing. Yeah, they were doing all that stuff, but that was to keep you out of the paint. And let me also mention, Michael Jordan took a beating and he got up and kept on ticking. He didn't cry about it. He didn't go over there and cry to the referees about it. See, we were built different. We were built different, man. We weren't crybabies. Now these guys, man, they cry to the referee if they barely get a scratch. They barely get touched and they over there running to the referee. Man, it's getting sad, man, that you get a foul, and every time you get a foul, you run over there to the referee. You know, I wish, you know, now I'm getting to the point, man, where it's getting back to the time where I'm kind of wishing they go back to the old days. Yeah, I'm kind of wish they get back to the old days, man, where they can't say anything to the referee. Yeah, I'm wishing they get back to those days where you get a tech anytime you start jawjacking at the referee. And let me get on some of these referees, too, because, you know, it's not all these players' fault. It's the majority of the players' fault. But I'm starting to think these referees are paid, man. They FanDuel and DraftKings and all these professional betting sites. Sometimes I think some of these referees are paid off. Are some of you starting to sense that also? Yeah, man. I'm starting to think some of these referees are being paid off, because it does seem like some of these games are being fixed, because the tick-tackiest fouls are being called, especially at the end of the games. Not only that, I mentioned it in the last episode where I talked about how the superstars, they don't get fouls called on them. No, they don't get fouls called on them. But the mediocre players, oh man, they get fouls called on them on the superstars like it's water. Like it's just, you know, 40 going north, like water's running down the, you know, it's just terrible. Like it's running down Victoria Falls or something. It's terrible, man. And don't let me get off Draymond's case, because he can barely, man, he can't do anything wrong if you leave it up to him. If you leave it up to him, he's never made a foul. He can clearly make a foul, and he's over there barking to the referees. And let me also add this. Draymond Green, karate chop, stomping, doing all this terrible stuff. And did you realize while he was gone, the games went along so smoothly? It was so peaceful. I was loving it while he wasn't there. Now that he's coming back, I'm starting to have anxiety. I don't want to see him. It's like I don't even want to watch a Golden State game. But at the same time, I want to watch a Golden State game just to see how he's going to react, just to see if he's going to, because I already know he's going to be good. Oh, he's going to be good the first foul. Oh, the first foul he makes, he's going to run back down and be quiet. He's going to act like nothing happened. But as soon as that second or third foul, oh, man, you're going to see the old Draymond Green. Watch. He can't keep his mouth shut. And you know they've talked to him. You know Steve Kerr, Coach Kerr, has talked to him till he's turned blue in the face. You know those assistant coaches. You know Stefan or whatever his name is. You know they done talked to him, and Clay. You know they done got him in the back of the corner in the locker room and say, man, come on, man, you're going to have to calm down. You know they done talked to him and talked to him and talked to him. But you know old arrogant Draymond, man, you know I'm going to be me. I got to be me, man. You know. And you know good and well he's going to be good. He's going to be a good boy those first couple of fouls. But after that, he's going to turn into Draymond. Y'all already know it. So we're going to all be staying tuned to the NBA, because he done learned a couple of good leg locks since he been out. He done learned a couple of cheap shots in the ribs that nobody's going to see. He done learned a couple of good moves. He should have went over there to Mike Tyson's ranch, smoked him a couple of doobies to cool out. I know Mike got that good stuff. Mike could have showed him a couple of moves that nobody could see. Yeah, that's what he should have did. He should have went over there and got him a couple of good smooth doobies. Said, Mike, teach me how to cool out, man. You know, Mike done turned over a new leaf. Should have went over there to Mike Tyson's ranch. But, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about the WNBA, too. Let me get off Draymond, man, because he's going to be Draymond. You all know. Ring the bell, man. Let me know if the, you know, suspension was a little too long, or if it was a little too short, or if he should have been kicked out for the rest of the year, like I thought, because he should have been out of there. But let's talk about the WNBA, man, because a lot of people been on that stretch too, man. But let me also mention this. Man, Wembanyama been showing out, man. Him and Vassell. But it's been the Wimbenyama show, man. I had to mention that because that's my dude, man. He's turning into one of my favorite players since Burger King been out. Y'all know who Burger King is. That's Zion Williamson. You know, I used to call him the Whopper, but now he the whole show. He the whole shebang. Now he Burger King. Boy ain't in shape. He looking bigger and bigger and fatter and fatter. He can't do no fast breaks. He just getting pitiful, man. He hurt again. He haven't played a complete season yet. Boy hurt again. Got some leg contusion, thigh contusion, something. He's something wrong with him. He haven't played a whole complete season yet, man. I hope it's short term, but they say it's short term, so. Good luck to you, Zion, man. But come on, man. You getting on my nerves. You was my favorite player, man. I pick you up on my fantasy squad every year, man. And, you know, I said, man, I'm gonna stop picking you up. But let's get Wimbenyama, you my dude. But yeah, and he should have been rookie of the year, but Popovich keep talking about this maintenance, this keeping him on the bench. And the man, you know. He want to play. But anyway, let's get on the WNBA, man, because somebody need to get on them. But anyway, the WNBA, man, ain't nobody coming to see them because they still talking about they want the NBA to give them some more money. Now, the WNBA is already financing them. But they want the NBA to give them more money. Now, they already not rich. You know, they not wealthy or rich or anything. But nobody is coming to the games. Well, I mean, they got a few fans. Now, don't let me say nobody, because they got a few fans. You know, they family, they friends. And they got some people that are coming because, you know, some people want to support them, but the majority of people are not supporting the WNBA. Now, I used to like the WNBA back in the day because it was new. They had Cynthia Cooper. They had Tina Thompson. They had Cheryl Swoops. And them young ladies were balling out. They were, and it was new. We didn't know what to expect, or at least I didn't know what to expect. And them young ladies, they were balling, you know, and I started noticing a pattern. You know, I started noticing the ladies weren't getting any better. You know, the Taurasis, they came in, the Sue Birds, and they kept balling out. You know, they were good, you know. But they weren't getting any better. You know, you're supposed to get better and better and better. But they weren't getting any better. As a matter of fact, the product is now getting less. They are not better than the Sue Birds and the Taurasis and the Swoops and the Tina Thompsons. They are not better than those ladies. The product is not that good anymore. And not just that. You know, I remember when somebody suggested, one of the NBA players, I forget which one it was, might have been Shaq. But one of them suggested, or it might have been Charles Barkley, suggested that why don't you try lowering the rim maybe to 9 feet? That way you can alley-oop, dunk, you know, or fast break, dunk, you know, and bring some type of excitement to the game. And I thought that was a very good suggestion. See, I just got through watching a dunk, Keldon Johnson from San Antonio. The Spurs are playing Cleveland right now as I'm watching. Just saw an exciting dunk right there. See, that will bring somebody to the stands because all you're doing right now is just running up and down the court, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So I made a suggestion on the YouTube. You know, I said, well, if you lower the rims and you know, you can get some fast break dunks, you will bring some fans. And one of the guys, he commented back to me. He say, it really ain't all about the dunks for him. He said, these ladies can't even hit 3-pointers consistently. And, you know, I kind of feel him there, but, you know, it took the NBA some time to hit 3-pointers, you know, because at first they didn't have 3-pointers, but it took them some time to hit long jumpers. So they need to dunk, man. They need to dunk. Because just running up and down the court, I mean, that's going to get boring. That's boring. Don't nobody want to see you just running up and down the court. None of them ladies, you know, you only got a few of them that's 6'5", 6'6", 6'7". Most of them ladies are 5'7", 5'8", 6 feet, 6'1", the majority of them. So you need to lower the rim. And you talking about the NBA should continue to fund you? Look, them players ain't gonna keep taking money out their paychecks, you know, just because they multimillionaires. They taking money out their paychecks, y'all, to pay y'all. Y'all need to, and you know, I heard the lady say, you know, well, y'all need to add, you know, a little bit more money out y'all paychecks and pay us. The audacity to let that even come out your mouth. If I was them guys, hey, I'd leave them on their own and let them see how that feels. Let them see how that feels, because it'll go tanked. It'll go to the bottom. Now, I don't want to see the NBA do that, but hey, let them go 2 or 3 years like that, and then you'll be, hey, you'll be begging them to lower that rim. That's my take on the WNBA. What's your take on it? Hey, man, we got a bunch of games coming on today. I hope you all watch the NBA today. Today's Sunday. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. What y'all think about this Draymond Green thing, man? Ring the bell. Let me know. That'll do it for today's episode, man. Yeah, boy. It's going down, man. They playing today, sometime today. I think about 6 o'clock. So, hey, man, let's tune in. Tune in to your boy, Jay Lamont, on Vintage Sports Internet News. That'll do it for today. We'll see you next time. Peace.